Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville.
I'm Karen Overgaard, and we are joined today by Carla Boat with Marion County Public Health and Judy Van Holsen, RN with Marion County Public Health, talking about cervical health and cervical cancer awareness month in January. Isn't that right, ladies?
Yes, that's correct.
Can you talk a little bit about that, Carla? What do we need to be thinking about?
Well, we just need to be thinking about both cervical cancer and cervical health awareness. So cervical health awareness for women means that you need to go in and get your pap test done. The American Cancer Society is now recommending once every 3 years if you don't have a history of abnormals. Every 3 years is pretty adequate for most women. So I'm going to just mention that I still am the coordinator for the Care for Yourself program. And that program will pay for a pap test for women 40 to 64 years of age. They can just call me and I'll get them signed up and then they can see the local doctor of their choice.
At what age is it recommended to start having pap tests?
They are still recommending once you become sexually active or about age 21.
The human papillomavirus, or HPV, it is the main cause of cervical cancer in women. There's about 12,000 new cases each year in the United States. It causes about 4,000 deaths in women each year. And there's about 15,000 HPV-associated cancer in the United States that can be prevented by vaccine in women and men. And that includes cervical, vaginal, vulva, throat cancer, and penile cancer.
So it can really affect everybody.
It really can.
Not
it
just
really can.
Women's issues.
Yeah.
Throat cancer, particularly in men, increased by 225% from 2000 up to 2009 from what it had been.
Due to HPV.
And it can be prevented. People think about HPV or Gardasil vaccine as something that you'd want to get for your children if they're sexually active, when in fact it's quite the opposite. You want to give this to kids, adolescents, that are not sexually active. And it takes 6 months to complete the series. It's a series of 3 shots. You get the second one about a month after the first one. You get the third one about 6 months after the first one. It's kind of interesting, the statistics. If we look at the UK, 90% of their folks are vaccinated against the human papillomavirus. Okay. In Australia, it's 80%. United States, we dip down to 33.4%. Iowa shoots up a little bit. Their vaccination statistics for HPV is 35.6%, and Marion County is at 17%.
Really?
You know, just want to get that word out there. It's all about protection.
What do you think is the reason behind that? Is it fear? Is it people don't know?
Yes, all of the above.
So this just really is a matter of getting the word out.
I think so.
Removing the stigma, maybe.
Yes, definitely. And it's fairly new, you know.
Right.
I mean, within the last, 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
You know.
Okay. Although HPV infection is the most common sexually transmitted disease, statistically, by the age 50, 80% of women will have been infected with one or more of the different HPV strains. Now, most women, those will clear on their own, except the ones that cause cervical cancer, and you don't have any way of knowing which one you're getting.
You know, and again, that's about 12,000 new cervical cancer diagnoses a year. When people, again, when they think of HPV or human papillomavirus, there's quite a few strains. People think genital warts. Well, it's not genital warts. That's one strain can cause that, but the cervical cancer is a different strain, you know, and they're covered under this vaccine.
And the one thing that I did not know until just a few months ago, in men, it causes throat cancer. There is no test to screen them to see if they have that in their system. The only way they know is when full-blown throat cancer has developed and they do a biopsy and have to start treatment. So, you know, if you love your sons, you need to protect them too.
Yeah.
You know, and starting at age 11, that's when they're recommending you get that first one.
The earlier, just before they even think about when they get to, in my kids' case, when they're 40 and they get married.
Right.
Yeah. And so, Judy, isn't it correct that they want to have that series done by the time they're like 26,
yes,
I believe?
Yes, it's offered to folks up to when they're 26. The vaccination series can be started. But the younger, the better.
Family doctors have that. We have that here at Public Health for folks who don't have insurance for vaccines.
If they have Title 19.
Or if they have Medicaid.
Okay. Get them vaccinated.
Yep.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guests, Carla Boat with Marion County Public Health and Judy Van Holsen, RN with Marion County Public Health, for joining us on the program.
Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.